Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
This is called He Brought Me Out. That's what Jesus did. And aren't you glad He did that for us? Come on, y'all. If it's true, put your hand together.
My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down. I cried to the Lord from the deep, miry clay. He tenderly brought me out to golden day. He placed me upon a strong rock by His side. My steps were established and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain. I'll stand by His grace until the crown I gain. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put the song
He gave us a song of praise. That's what we're here tonight for, is to praise the Lord.
Well, He gave me a song. It was a new song of praise. By day and by night, His sweet notes I will raise. My heart overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay.
Going up. Aren't you glad He gives us a song? And nothing in this world, no cloudy day, no hard times can take that song away. Because that song is Jesus and He's alive and well. This is Nina and Waylon. They're going to help me out on this next one. And it's called, I Won't Take Less Than Your Love. I always have to have Nina remind me what I'm doing. We recorded this one not too long ago. It's been a while, but they're going to be out soon. But you know what? God doesn't want any less than our best, and our best for loving Him is what He gave His best for us. And He did it on a cross. All because He loved us, not because we were good enough, that's for sure. Won't take less than your love.
That is why I said I won't take less than your love, sweet love.
Never enough, and I won't take less than your love.
much do I owe you? Said the man to the Lord, for giving me this day and every day that's gone before. Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I will pay the price. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love.
All right, guys. Well, at this time, Caitlin is going to come up, and she is going to play her clarinet for us.
Bring me will bow down and our hearts will cry out songs of freedom.
this time, Lane and Lindsay have a saxophone duet. The next song we're going to sing is All to Us. You know, Jesus Christ, if He's not all to you, you've never really met Him. Because if you've ever met Jesus Christ, ever really come into contact with who He is, He becomes all there is. He is all to you.
Cornerstone, sure foundation, You are faithful to the end. We are waiting for You, Jesus. We believe precious cornerstone, sure foundation, You are faithful to the end. We are waiting for You, Jesus. We believe
you're right. we are going to sing and praise and worship Jesus Christ, our beautiful Savior. Be seated. Shane Pirtle is going to come and he is going to bless our hearts with a special.
Forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. For you don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. And Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here for you. Go quickly now, before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. Father is praying with his son. A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. And those who call upon him, they will never be the same. Go quickly now, before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. And Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here for you. Go quickly now, before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now, before they close the door. And you can give your burdens to the Lord. That's what this altar is for.
Word of God says in Matthew that of Jesus that his yoke is easy and that his burden is light. Come, take on his yoke. Let him take on your burdens. That's what this altar is for. That's very good, Shane. Thank you very much. Man has a desperate need for repentance and for reconciliation. In Romans 3, verses 10 and 11, it says, and 12, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You see, it didn't say there is none righteous except you. It didn't say that. It said, there are none righteous. Verse 11, there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Verse 12, they are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. And then I love Paul, man. He just gets real plain spoken in verse 23. He says this, for everybody, for all. How many does all cover? Yeah, yes, you are included in all. It's right. All means everybody, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, everyone needs to have had that moment in their life where they have found true repentance. See, for without repentance, the road ends in death. We see that in Romans 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. If you haven't come into contact with Jesus, is a road that's going to lead you where you don't want to go. Hey, things may be going great for you here on earth.
You know, your time spent here on earth will be the shortest portion of your eternity. The absolute shortest portion. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Listen as I read. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Listen. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know Him. Listen, if there's anybody in here who says, you know what, I don't know that I've ever really had a true experience with Jesus Christ. He wants you to know Him. And when He saves you, He says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new.
You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.